Some theater audiences are experiencing an extraordinary event this season. For a handful of Saturdays at New York's Lincoln Center, all three plays in Tom Stoppard's epic trilogy, The Coast of Utopia, are running back-to-back. The curtain for Part 1 goes up at 11 a.m. Part 3 ends 12 hours later. We wondered what type of person is drawn to a marathon performance about 19th century Russian intellectuals and sent Tom Vitale to find out.
Saturday morning, 20 minutes before showtime, in the lobby of the Vivian Beaumont Theater. The room is buzzing as the audience waits to see Part 1 of The Coast of Utopia. Before the day is done, this audience will sit through all three plays in Tom Stoppard's epic trilogy about the Russian philosophers and writers who planted the seeds of socialism. Tickets to the marathon are $300 apiece, and the 1,050-seat theater is completely sold out. Bill Kaufman, a retired advertising man, has been preparing for 3 months.
Literally, I've been reading all the philosophers, the writers, Herzen, Pushkin, Turgenev, all of them. I'm really excited, so I can't wait.
14-year-old Ira Recanati is also familiar with the play's historical characters. He talked his grandmother Gina into coming with him.
I know quite a bit about Russian philosophy and things, and I thought it would be interesting. I can sit through opera, so how bad is extra 4 hours?
But I'm just curious to see how well we'll hold out, and I believe we will. Because if I understand it's very well done, and so I'm looking forward, actually.
Colleen Jennings Rogensock and Michael Reed run the Gamage Theater in Tempe, Arizona. They flew in to see the marathon.
We planned on it. We were excited about it. We followed it in the New York Times, in Variety. We've read the reviews. This is a must-see.
And I went to School of American Ballet, so New York is coming home, and I saw Nicholas Nickleby many years ago. And so this is sort of continuing that.
Yeah,
it's something you have to experience.
Along those same lines, I sat through the Mahabharata in obstructed view seats for 9 hours and loved every second brilliant minute of it.
They brought their friend, Fran McFerrin, who says he's here representing the Attention Deficit Disorder set.
Just in the unlikely event, this is not as spectacular as we think it's going to be, they will have tales to tell of their ADD friend from Houston who has come along and is a real champ.
Tell them your plan, though, of how you're looking at it.
Oh, yes, this is not three-hour plays. This is 6 1-hour and 12-minute vignettes. I can do anything for an hour and 12 minutes with coffee in between.
A few minutes later, the crowd streams into the theater. Part 1, Voyage, starts promptly at 11 a.m. The trilogy spans 30 years of Russian history, as seen through the eyes of the circle of intellectuals around the first man to call himself a socialist, Alexander Herzen. Part 1 begins in 1834, outside Moscow, as the writers and revolutionaries formulate their theories. The second play, Shipwreck, follows the group to Paris and the failed revolution there in 1848. And Part 3, Salvage, finds the philosophers in exile in London, celebrating the triumph of their ideas with the 1861 emancipation of the serfs. Throughout the trilogy, the characters talk and talk.
I give you a toast. The liberty of each for the equality of all.
The liberty of all.
Huh? What does that mean? It doesn't mean anything.
In this scene from Salvage, the anarchist Bakunin, played by Ethan Hawke, debates with Herzen, played by Brian F. O'Byrne.
The funfare of your pronouncements. You've made yourself a European reputation by a kind of revolutionary word music from which it is impossible to extract an ounce of meaning.
In The Coast of Utopia, 41 actors are featured in 70 roles. The 12-hour marathon includes 2 1.5-hour meal breaks. The critics are mixed about the experience. Ben Brantley of The New York Times saw the marathon 5 years ago when it premiered at London's National Theatre.
I enjoyed it immensely. There are certain theater marathon or arts marathon experiences where you feel both virtuous and masochistic, you know, some saga of creation in Scandinavian enacted by stick puppets that last 12 hours. This isn't like that. For me, this is like, oh, when you have the flu and you want to settle in with Anna Karenina.
Brantley's colleague at the Times, critic Charles Isherwood, had a different reaction.
And I emerged reeling at about, I think, 10:30 or 11 at night. I think the play is far too diffuse. He has so many ideas, so many characters, and so much history. in one play that he really can't effectively dramatize any of it.
No matter how one feels about The Coast of Utopia, actor Ethan Hawke says the marathon is an experience.
You will certainly remember that day. You know, as many days go forgotten. You know, what did I bought some nails, and I took my clothes to the cleaners and talked on the phone, took my kids to school or something. That day you will remember if you see it.
At the final curtain at 10:45 p.m., the audience in the Vivian Beaumont Theater stands and cheers the actors for 2 minutes. Afterwards, in the lobby, Colleen Jennings Rogensack and her friends are exuberant.
It was not only a lesson in great theatrics, but it was a history lesson and a lesson about the human condition and the world we live in. It was absolutely amazing, and people must see it this way.
I feel like I saw theater history.
I don't know that you absolutely have to see it like this, although I think it was very helpful.
But Bill Gephardt from New Jersey perhaps best summed up the lasting value of the experience.
Now you can say you saw it. Yeah, it does have snob appeal.
The Saturday marathon performances of Tom Stoppard's The Coast of Utopia will run through May 5th at the Vivian Beaumont Theater in Lincoln Center. For NPR News, I'm Tom Vitale in New York.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.